Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Riding the Wave.
Another day, another chance.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to Riding the Wave. I'm Mark Healy. I'm the host. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Wave newspaper, Rockaway's newspaper, since 1893. We got a special show on tap for you today. Walker, local legend, just a guy that is so well-known here. He plays rock stock. He's part of that tradition here in Rockaway, helped put it together so many years ago. You'll see him at so many different events, different venues around the peninsula. Well, he's joining us today because he's about to embark on a big adventure.
Good morning, Mark. How are you? It's nice to see you.
Thanks for coming in, Walker. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I know that certainly you're no stranger to the Riding the Wave audience. And you know, folks, if you're not regular listeners, the theme song that you heard that intros the show was actually performed by Walker. So, I don't think I've ever thanked you on the air for being such a big part of that process, because everybody loves the song.
Good, I'm glad you enjoy it. And that was our a collaboration between you and I. I said we did that pretty, off the cuff, and it turned out.
Yeah, it was. Awesome. What was cool about it was I remember reaching out
with my drummer Eddie Klinger too.
Yeah, great. The drums are such a huge part of that that song. But what was funny is that I had been looking for an intro song for the podcast for a long time, mm-hmm. and I said, you know what? I said to myself, Walker is so into introducing new bands and helping them out and getting them, getting the word out on them and promoting them. I said, maybe he knows somebody that has like a Rockaway kind of song that would fit.
Right.
And you were like, no, you know what? Let's just do it.
Let's just write it.
And I was like,
the easiest way to get from point A to point B. It's like, you know, why search? Looking for something that's relevant. And we can just do it ourselves.
So. Right, I was like, I never wrote a song before, and you're like, you're writing a newspaper, it's the same thing.
That's
so, but it was a lot of fun, and thank you so much. That was
great.
I love listening
to it. And to be honest with you, generally, when I write music, I write mostly for myself. You know, I write the lyrics and the music myself.
Right.
So, when you gave me, your lyrics that you wanted, the topics that you wanted touched on in the theme song. It was almost like it was kind of a new little spot for me. I wasn't generally I write the lyrics, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was fun to work in that medium, because I'd really never done that before. So I kind of had to tailor the music to your ideas, and that was
thing. I mean, we really just talked, and we really didn't spend. Mm-hmm. It's not like we had like a staff meeting. It was
right.
We were like, look, I wanted it to be a little rockabilly, right. And I wanted to incorporate.
Well, I knew your love for Elvis too.
That's it.
I love him as well. So there was no doubt in my mind that we had to go in that direction with it, because I had to pay homage to the king.
And, and I think it fits too. I think it fits.
Absolutely.
I think
Absolutely.
It fits the podcast. I think it fits what we're trying to do here at the Wave, and it all kind of worked together, which is awesome.
Yes.
I know that you're about to head off across the pond. So why don't you talk a little bit about this tour? I know it's not your first time, going over there.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the tour and how it all came about.
Okay. Well, B.B. King's was closing, and we did a final performance there with my band, The Brotherhood of the Grape. I've been performing there over the years, and one of the nice things about when you're headlining a place like that is you're able to choose the opening acts, And over the years, I've had a lot of people who performed with me, and you know, great players like John Scarpula, and Indie Cultures played a bunch of shows with me there, and you know, and I had some friends that mutual friends in England who were big David Bowie fans, which who I was a huge fan of, and I knew they had that my friend Tom had a band over there, and I had asked them, you know, if you'd like, you know, why don't you guys come over here and you guys can play the final show at BB King's, you know, on the same bill with me. And we asked Susie Ronson, who was the wife of Mick Ronson, who was David Bowie's guitar player in the Spiders from Mars, to come and sing at the end. And we, at the end of the show, our final show there, we knew the place was closing. So we did all the Young Dudes, and we brought everybody up, and Susie got up and sang with us as well. And so it was just really kind of one of those, like, on-the-fly things. And Tom, he's it's hard to even just describe what he does, you know, because he's a musician, but he's also, you know, he's pivotal in, like, putting people together, you know, in he had organized a tour of called Holy Holy, and it was essentially, you know, people who were involved with David Bowie, and they were, you know, paying tribute to David Bowie, and that tour went all over the world, essentially, and you know, it was pretty amazing. And Tom decided that he wanted to do the same thing for Lou. A lot of people who are familiar with David Bowie know that what they consider the Holy Trinity is Lou Reed, Iggy Pop, and David Bowie. They were all tied in with each other, and Bowie produced certain records for, you know, Iggy and for Lou. Lou's famous album Transformer was produced by Mick Ronson and Bowie. They had a lot to do with it, or, you know, and so there's this, you know, this web of people, and you know, they were people who I adored and who Tom adored, and Tom, you know, Tom's a great guy. So when they did this, I sent over an audition tape. I sent a little version of me playing Perfect Day, and I told them, I said, I understand you're doing the David Bowie, I said, but you got to do, if you're going to pay tribute to the quintessential alt-rock entertainer Lou Reed, I said, you have to have somebody with a real New York accent, and that's right, one thing I have. There's no hiding it, you know what I mean?
So we all.
I can't hide it, nor do I attempt to. So, you know, what happened was, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, he said, why don't you come over? They had already booked Richard Strange, who's a fabulous musician, who was in a band called the Doctors of Madness, and he was going to, you know, essentially be the headlining Lou Reed performer. So they asked me if I could come over and sing some songs as an opening act, playing my own original material, but as a solo artist. And generally, I perform with a lot of, you know, with my band, the Brotherhood of the Grape, or the Pew South over the years. So for me, it was a bit of a challenge, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to go over there. So I went kind of through 30 years worth of songs I've written, and I narrowed it down to about 20, and I'm going to just pick, you know, different songs catering to the cities I'm in, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but, you know, generally it's going to be my material, which is always, to me, is always the ultimate, you know, it's the ultimate challenge as a musician, because I got into this to sing my music and to give my music, you know, to let people hear my music, you know. So, you know, to me, it's the ideal situation. I couldn't ask for anything more. So.
And we talked about this before. It's like, that was one of the challenges of being someone who's a live musician, who plays a lot of venues. You know,
right.
People want to hear, you know, Piano Man, and people want to hear, like, you know. So you get that. Mm-hmm. And I know that. Look, I've heard you do when you did at the Irish Festival. Mm-hmm. You did Beautiful Day by you.
Oh, Joe Hurley's event.
I mean, that was. I mean,
it really.
But
was.
But your performance, just, you know, I was so. You know, I've heard you play here, you
mm-hmm.
know, I've heard you play in other venues, and you that was really, I mean, that was such an energetic performance. I think, I guess you were feeding off the energy.
Yeah, I mean,
of the crowd.
I mean, it's fun to do, you know, cover music, and you know, because everybody has heroes, so, you know, I mean, what you do, though, I mean, what you want to do idealistically as an artist is to apply your personality to those songs when you
right.
do them. So,
right.
I remember we came in here one time, and it was shortly after Greg Allman died, and I did a version of Come and Go Blues by Greg Allman, and people loved it. I was really happy.
It was great.
And,
it was great.
I mean, I still see it pop up every now and then on social media. It amazes me how things have legs on social media, you know.
And it's so funny, because my really good friend Anne, Her last name's Healy. We're not related. Everybody thinks we're related, but we're not.
Right.
But she is a huge Allman Brothers fan. Huge. So when I played that for her, she was blown away.
Oh, good.
She loved
it. You enjoyed it.
And, you know, it's funny. You know, when you told me that that you were going on tour, the first thing I thought about is that, you know, how do you come up with, and I know that you, I mean, you have so many songs that you've written and so many different things that you do. I know that when I'm going to give a presentation or if I'm going to, you know, talk about something I've written, if I have to go give a workshop or something, I know that I will sit there and just, like, what do I do best? Yeah. Like, what do I want to put in front of this new audience that's never seen me or never heard me before? What is your process to figure out, like, what your set list is going to be?
The only good thing that in 30 years as a performer of writing original music, with David Bowie as a blueprint, I never pigeonholed myself as far as genres were concerned. And I came out of, like, the alt-rock scene in the 90s, the Nirvana era, with my band Q South. And then I ultimately ended up as a soca singer down in the Caribbean. And, you know, I've done reggae and soca with the King's Heartbeat. And then my Brotherhood of the Grape is essentially kind of really just kind of rock and roll, essentially. And so I don't like to pigeonhole myself. So I kind of just picked a little bit of, you know, from each thing. And I'll just see what the audience is, you know, generally, and feed off that. You know, I didn't want to have anything so set that I didn't have any mobility to kind of, you know, to choose from some other genre, you know, and I said, and then playing it acoustically, sometimes you can take a song that was written, you know, for a live band or something that was like a soca song, essentially, you know what I mean, which is basically rhythm based, and so it's so reliant on the rhythm and the drums. Sometimes when you break it down to the original way you wrote it as an acoustic song, you know, it sounds different and it holds up different. So, you know, it's a bit of a challenge, but it's the kind of challenge I live for, you know.
And you have new music, right?
I do.
You have a couple of albums coming out.
I do. I have. We're in the process right now. I said I have an album I'm coming out with the Brotherhood of the Grape, which is the full band, and that's called, the tentative title right now is 113 Miles to Downsville. We have like 10 songs in the tank. They're just being, you know, the details are being ironed out. We're kind of just doing overdubs and things like that. We hope to have some of the songs ready for me to take with me to England next week. And then I started another acoustic album, solo stuff, which is another 12 songs. I usually write 20 for an album, and if I can find 12 that, like, feel like the, you know, the 12 best ones, I'll put on the album. And in the beginning of the year, I actually did some more electronic music with Rajism, who plays with the Grasslighters, who's a band down here.
Right.
He's a drummer. He's a phenomenal musician as well.
And he follows me on Twitter, which I think is really important to mention.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man. Listen, everybody needs people, man. Without people, you
nothing. He's awesome. You guys did, didn't you? You did an album together.
We
didn't
did.
You?
We did an album about.
And that was like a Bowie,
ago.
Wasn't that a Bowie like tribute type of thing? Well, had some cuts on it that were.
Yeah, it was just,
kind
you know,
Bowie
in the
tributes.
It was in the Berlin era, you know, Bowie feel. You know, there was it was just a basically electronic based album. You know what I mean?
Right.
The beats were built, and then the songs were catered around it, and. You know, like I said, it was just another challenge, and we like to keep pushing ourselves, and I also like to be in the now. You know, as nice as it is to reference things, like as much as I loved being in Q South, and it was a great band at the time, and you know, it took me around the world, and we did great things. I'm always, you know, I'd rather, you know, what's the next thing, you know, what's next?
Right, you're moving forward, you know, because what does Satchel Paige say, you know, don't look back, something might be gaining on you.
Oh, right.
Right? And it's important.
Well, Bob Dylan, he not busy being born, is busy dying.
Right.
That's the truth, man.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's, and you know, so really, without further ado, since, you know, we're not going to be able to join you on your tour, and to whet our appetites for the next time you play around here, would you like to share some music with us?
Sure, I'll play you the in the spirit of what we just spoke about. I'll play you the most recent thing that I've written, and this is as fresh as like a week ago. So this is a song called "I Need Love."
Mm-hmm.
didn't like look up until it touched my lips. I couldn't win a race until I got crooked close. It's probably not my day. Even more than you. But when I'm gone, so I still be here. People hear these words, and they know my fate. But a million more just can't relate. So now I'm tired, and I need love. Got days behind, some more in front. So I swear to wait to put down the bar. Whatever I can do to touch the reach, dance for nickels, maybe give a beach to run the opponent of a pickup job. You might see me tonight swinging from a star. But now I'm down, feeling sad. And I need love. Whatever is in store for me, the future will still be free. We all need love. I went to the church, sat in a pew, said some prayers for you know. Cause money comes and money goes. Like trying to drink from a fire hose. And we'll have our baby naked in the sun. And I promise to never make your mascara run. But now I'm tired, feeling sad. I'm so tired. I need love, need your love, need your love, want some love.
That was really good, man. I like that a lot.
Thanks.
I'm
a lot.
Fan of your acoustic sound anyway. You know, the first time I heard it was when you came.
I wish I could do it more. You know, I love to play with an acoustic guitar. In fact, when we, Q South, when we did that in the 90s, we were a it was a nylon string flamenco guitars, hard rock. But everything I do is written on just this same stupid guitar. It had this a Gibson J50 in 19. It came off the assembly line the week I was born. The guitar is exactly as old as I am. I have it's like a kismet. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just me and this guitar have been through it all, and I feel so comfortable playing it. I wish I could kind of take it everywhere, but it's not catered for the live show and like the live stage. But sometimes it's perfect.
You know, it's always funny. Like, you know, I was an actor until I was 26, and the majority of what I did was musicals. You know,
right.
And I used to sing all the time, and I'd always be worried about my voice.
Yeah.
You know, constantly taking care of it. You know.
Right.
And it's funny, I've known so many people that can play the guitar that can't necessarily sing.
Yeah.
Or if they do sing, it's kind of like some people are lead vocals and some people are background vocals. You know,
right.
Some people are really good at, my daughter is she runs an a cappella group up in
right.
New Paltz. And she's phenomenal on she can do everything. She can sing lead.
There are some people who can just like harmonize to a car
right.
horn. Forget about
but
it.
You have such a great voice. I hate to say great because it's such a common.
Keep no,
it's I want to listen to it.
Flattery gets you everywhere.
You have the scoops and you've got like the, that.
You know what it is, man? I just love music, man. I absolutely love it. People always ask me, you know, and sometimes people say, what is the common thread between everything? And, you know, and there are some of the reviews I've read in the past. The thread, I think, is that I just sing the way I sing. You know, I whatever it is, I never took lessons. I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? But I'm happy that that's the case, but that's the thing that ties it all together, because some of the music I've done is completely different from some of the other music that I've done, and I think the only thing that kind of ties it all together is the way my voice sounds. So I've been lucky in that sense, you know.
Yeah, there's a consistency. Music. There's a consistency in the way that you present each song, and I've heard you sing 1,000 different styles, you know. And the thing is, it's always you. You're not trying to sound
that's
like anybody.
That's the best compliment I can get, I swear.
Well, but it's the truth, you know. It's you know, like I like for years, mm-hmm. you know, it used to drive me crazy mm-hmm. when I'd hear somebody's, you know, I could tell somebody had pipes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'd get up and they'd sing mm-hmm. and they'd be trying to sound like somebody else.
Right, yeah.
You know, and you know, you say to them, look, you know, like I've directed, you know, like right. like musicals, and say to, like, look, just sing like you.
That's another thing I'd like to kind of try, you know, give a shot at next. You know, I've always had a the stage is a real natural place for me. I hear people who have like stage fright and things like that. You know, it's foreign to me. I don't know if it's because I'm the last of 8 children, and I guess, you know, you had a, you know,
right.
I was always just kind of performing for whatever
right.
one reason or another. You know,
yeah.
I mean, whether it was to get the last Twinkie or what, I don't know. You know. But I have none of that. Like, I have no stage fright at all, and I don't even know what it is. And you know, so I would love to do a musical somewhere along the line. You know, and I mean, they do such great stuff down here. The Rockaway Artist Alliance does these
yeah.
that thing.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'd love to kind of, you know, maybe give it a shot. You know, go audition for something. You know, so.
Well, you have the Rockaway Theater Company.
That's
too.
What I mean. That's
like,
what I
yeah,
meant. Yeah,
yeah. They do some stuff. But
they
I mean,
do
even,
great work.
But even like even but RAA too. You know, mm-hmm. they have you know, they have exhibits that feature live
yeah.
music, and you could always kind of do something experimental. You know,
yeah. To be honest with you, I've done some stuff up there. You know, that in the Artist Alliance was, you know, I was able to kind of play some. They're wonderful. I mean,
yeah.
that was a great place to present new music and do things like that. You know. I think when they opened the mobile place, when they had the place by Conley's,
yes. Uh-huh.
They had what's her name, Patti Smith.
Yeah.
And then they had me the day, I think the day after Patti Smith, and it was great. I was there with the Brotherhood, and we were able to kind of, you know, do experimental stuff, and it was a
well,
lot
I can't
fun.
Wait till that performance space is finally
oh,
finished
that,
and open.
I just
that's
heard
gonna
about
be,
that. I think
it's
going to
be a lot of fun. It's going to be a place where people can, like, you know, not just established acts like you, but like mm-hmm. even people that are trying to get
yeah.
into.
Well, listen, that's what it's all about. You know, and we've discussed that. You know, about Rockstock, I said that. You know. You have to give people chances, you know. There's got to be, I mean, people gave me a chance, you know. I mean, you had to navigate it, and, you know, but I remember when I was a teenager, they had the China Club, and they used to do a pro jam on the Wednesdays, and you put your name on a list. Sometimes you didn't get a call. There was famous people there
right.
at that jam. But I just remember one night, I was like 16 or 17, and I got up, and they let me play harmonica and sing with Hank Ballard, who wrote The Twist. And the guitar player was like John Fogerty, and
oh my god!
You know, I mean, those are the things that, like, you know,
wow.
they reinforce. You know, and if you can, like, not that I held my own there, but I was, you know, I was a part of it, and you know, I mean, it makes for great memories, but it also is what kind of fuels you to keep going, because it's a tough business. It's really hard. It's not, you know, entertainment is not for everybody, and
no.
So if you don't
not.
Love it, you're really in trouble. I mean, you know,
right.
because there are times, you know, it's feast or famine. I've had years where I did wonderful financially, and then there are times when where it's barren for months. You know what I mean? And
right.
you really have no control over that. You know what I mean? Unless you know, you make a conscious effort to, you know, join a wedding band or something like that, which is great. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's, you know, that's not my thing. You know. But,
sure.
But you know, I've been lucky to survive.
When people want to find out what you're up to, where do they go?
You can go to www.brotherhoodofthegrape.com. That's the home page. It's been up for 20 years, and you know, I'm on all the other things too. I get, you know, so you can, Facebook has a Brotherhood, Walker and the Brotherhood of the Grape page, and you know, and but the home website generally has it, you know, that has everything. If you're interested in the soca music or, you know, some of the other things I've done, that's probably the best place to go to.
Where can people find out about the tour?
Yeah, and I know on Facebook it's Richard Strange performs the songs of Lou Reed is the name of the title page for that, and it has, you know, all the different musicians that are performing on that, you know, guys like Paul Cutterford, who played with Martha Hoople, who's the bass player, Kevin Armstrong, who played with Iggy Pop and Bowie, is the guitar player. You know, it's just a laundry list of who.
What when you say Martha Hoople, is Martha Hoople the
that's Van Morrison.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm a dummy.
Yeah, no. No, Martha Hoople is
all the young dudes.
Yeah.
Okay. Say sorry. I redeem myself a little bit.
There's so many. Yeah. There's so many.
You know what it is? It's
so many great albums.
It's on that Astoria. It's on that Astoria. What's that movie with Kevin Bacon and John Malkovich? It's called Astoria something or Queens. Queens Logic.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, Queens Logic. Check it out. Mantegna's in that.
Although I've applied Queens Logic to pretty much everything I've done for the past 100 years, because I'm just really a kid from Howard Beach. Every time I try to be, you know, worldly or whatever it is,
right.
You know, it really gets down to the, you know, I'm just a guy from Howard Beach, you know.
No, Queens Logic. Check it out. No, and for everyone out there, it's a good flick. Because it has like great music throughout, like it's just got all kinds of music, and that Van Morrison song is on there as well as the Martha Hoople song. There's like a bunch of stuff on there.
But listen, we're doing a lot of great venues, and Tom really put together. I mean, we're playing a bunch of cities. We're playing in London. We're playing in Birmingham. We're playing Liverpool, which is phenomenal. As a Beatles fan,
wow.
I can't even believe I'm gonna.
That's unbelievable.
Because I've been to London, but I've never been to Liverpool, and for the first time to enter a city like that and be able to go there and perform, you know, songs that I've written. You know, I mean, these are the accomplishments that mean something to me as a musician, you know, and it's, I'm just really, really looking forward to it, you know, and I couldn't be with a better group of people and professionals. And, you know, another supporting act is this girl, Pamela Suman, she's a piano player and a songwriter. She's great. And, it's just loaded with great musicians. So, I if anybody hears this in England, then, you know, make sure you get out to one of the shows. You know, that's all I can say. A lot of hard work was put into it, and we're going to come and bring our A game. We're going to bring 100%.
Look, it's awesome. I wish I was coming.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Can I sing another one?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Well, this is from the new Brotherhood album. What I wanted to do with this is somebody proposed a challenge like we did with our theme song for you.
Okay.
Somebody said to me, Walker, why don't you try writing something that's really cliche, you know, like find one of the most cliche sayings of all time. And I said, well, you know, is there anything more cliche than roses are red, violets are blue? So
wow.
I wrote this song. This is a pretty recent song, too. This will be on the next Brotherhood album. I just recorded with Eddie Joe McCabe, my bass player, Eddie Klinger, Frankie Persico, who some people know from down here,
sure,
playing guitar
absolutely,
on it as well.
Yeah.
And this is a song called Roses Stay Red. I'll just play a little bit for you.
Beautiful.
All right? Should we follow your dreams or follow mine? Maybe both if we take our time. You look back on life, just don't stare. Just a waste of time without both of us there. Something chases us, we'll just play dead. Violets really blue and roses stay red. Need to put some distance from where we are. Even if I have to hotwire a car, I told you from the start I was a broken man, and that you'd have to take me how I am. Something chases us, we'll just play dead. Violets remain blue and roses stay red. Before a flower opens,
scarf all the time remains. Was it a perfect love? Nothing else. He knew that he was hers and she was his. When something changed them, they both played dead. Violence will remain blue and roses. The roses stay red.
All right. So that's
that was awesome, man.
That'll be on the next record.
That was great.
113 miles to Downsville, and then the acoustic album's going to be called The Beekeeper. And
now, do you have release dates for those or tentative release dates?
I do. Well, the Brotherhood of the Grape album should be out before Christmas. You know, and that's the goal.
Cool.
You know, I don't like to.
Well, you got to come back.
Oh, I'd love to. It's always nice to see you, Mark. And you know how I love the Rockaways. The Rockaways have been so good to us, and you know, so many musicians have been able to come here and establish themselves. And you know, and there's so many guys I love down here. I said, you know, great people. I said, I did a show with Bobby Butler from Interculture, hosts a thing over at Bungalow Bar, and we did a show in the summer. It was wonderful. And, you know, and then, you know, we did a bunch of shows together, sharing the bill with guys like Billy Campion from the Bob Men. And, I don't know if people realize how lucky they are that they have all these great musicians. You can go out any night of the week here and see bands that are, you know, top caliber musicians and great original artists. It's really a great place to be.
And that's why you gotta, for the cheap segue and plug, that's why you gotta read who's playing every week in the Wave every Friday. And I have taken this over now.
Great.
Because, I'm the resident
music guy
now, so I'll be taking over who's playing. So if you're a band in Rockaway, Breezy, or Howard Beach, or anywhere near us, Broad Channel.
In the South. Vicinity.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Reach out to M. Healy, M-H-E-A-L-E-Y, at rockawave.com, rockawave.com. And we will certainly make sure that you get your band listing out on who's playing. Walker, look, man, it's been amazing to have you. Thank you for sharing your music. Thank you for sharing.
It really was a pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to go over to see Tom Wilcox and my buddy Stuart from the 15 Lions and just have a ball in England and sing these songs for the English people.
Well, safe travels, man.
Thanks a million. Take care.